Are those feelings hard-boiled, soft-boiled, or scrambled? We will discuss. This is the after show for The Real Housewives of New York, and we're talking about Unhappy Holidays, Season 8, Episode 10.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
She was a little mean. I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Who is she? What she do you mean?
That does not narrow it down.
Welcome to the AfterBuzz Real Housewives of New York recap after show. The episode is Unhappy Holidays, hence this music. Season 8, Episode 10. I'm your host, Fern Ronay, and I am without my usual co-host, but I have been graciously joined by two beautiful wing ladies. I'm so grateful that they're here tonight. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, everybody. I am Courtney Henderson. I am here back, finally. Yay. It's nice to kind of come sub, so I'm sad that they're not here, but glad that they're not here. Bittersweet, always. Yes, that's me. I'm Courtney.
Hi, I'm Annabelle. I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited to have you.
I'm so excited.
Yay, welcome. Okay, so, and before I forget, where can we find you? You can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, and where can we find you?
I can be found at Cohen, C-O-U-H-E-N.
And you can find me at my blog at AdderallandCompliments.com, where I just do reality recaps.
I love it. Oh. You're hilarious. I love it. Okay, so in this episode, we are back for the battle in the Berkshires, and they're still at Dorinda's house, and it's still the evening. They haven't eaten dinner yet, and they're still like ripping each other apart. Well, the person who's doing the most ripping, in my opinion, is Bethany, and I tried to break it down into what exactly her beefs are with Luann, and it seems to be she's saying you're a hypocrite, you are trying to steal my idea. You keep claiming that you stole, you keep
started. Taking credit for the
skinny girl, and you're not a girl's girl. So do you think she's right about any of those?
I understand the business thing, because like that's the thing she's most protective over, because it's the thing that she's been the most successful at, because the marriage did not go well, and the divorce is not going well either. So it's like her business is the only thing that is succeeding, certainly not her friendships. So it's just like, I get her being so protective over that. I don't understand her calling Luann a slut and then being like, I'm not slut shaming. I don't care if you're a slut. But where she's like, well, if you don't. So I don't understand that part, because it has nothing to do with her.
I think that part would fall under the hypocrisy. I feel like I need a flow chart. Like, I need to like make a flow chart with like the main categories and then the details.
I need I need a string chart, like Homeland of Carrie. Like, I need a full poster board. I don't understand it.
Seriously, I think the slut shaming would fall under the hypocrisy, because she like sleeps with younger guys, but then she tells Carol, calls her all these bad things for sleeping with
younger guys. Yeah, she calls Carol a pedophile, but then she sleeps with them. And Bethany called her a hypocrite, but then Bethany says she's not a slut shamer, so I'm like, you're a hypocrite. It's like a lot of, it's a lot of hypocrisy.
It's confusing. It's confusing. Did you find it confusing?
Of course, but I'm keeping a little bit quiet, because the way that the entire fight ends up playing out, I am definitely team Bethany.
Okay.
Because I felt like, and like you're saying, well, first of all, I'll just say, I felt like Bethany owned it. And she was very accountable for her actions and her decisions.
Yes.
And that's something, like, she's very brash and direct and can be somewhat taken as aggressive. And I think that while she may look in the mirror and say, I'm not aggressive, she will also acknowledge that she may have a reputation or be perceived as aggressive.
Right.
Or, like, direct or rude or, whatever the word people want to call. Luann uses the B is back kind of a term. Yes. And I think, like you're saying, I'm trying to get to the bottom of, like, what she being Bethany is really after Luann about, and I think she just wants Luann to be holding herself accountable for the things that she said. She just own the fact that you said these things about Carol. Uh-huh. Actually, sincerely, be sorry, or don't be her friend, and then apologize sincerely. Own the fact that you really had nothing to do with my company's beginning and existence, and own the fact all of these things. I think that's where the hypocrisy. It's like, you're getting after all of us about these things, but then in your own life, you're not holding yourself accountable to the things that you're saying, But then Luann, she's like, some of these things I said a year ago, and I've already apologized, and, and with Bethany and the way she was kind of saying, like, girls don't trust you, like, you're not a girl's girl, like, girls don't trust you around their men specifically, they don't, you know, like, the reputation is that you're going to steal their men or that you mm-hmm. sleep around, or, you know, and it's one of those things where it's like, Luann may not be that kind of a person, but that doesn't change the fact that she has that reputation, if she has that reputation. Right. And, you know, we're, I'm not, I won't speak for you guys, I'm not part of, you know, the New York society, so I right. don't, I haven't heard anything about Luann personally, other than watching the show, you know, but I could see it going both ways. I could see, obviously, that's the kind of thing, you know, the wife that's being cheated on is always the last to know. Yeah. Kind of a thing, you know, so it's like she may be the last to know that that's reputation.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, even if it's not her reality.
Right, right.
And, she was giving and I rant.
They were getting sorry, no. Like, at, because, like, she dated, or she's now dating a guy that Ramona went on a couple dinner dates with.
Just recently. Yes.
And so apparently. That's what they were upset about. But then it's like Luann is now, I get it, that time they were not, but it's like now Luann is engaged to that person. So it's like, it wasn't just like a one night stand. They obviously, right. if they're engaged now, and I'm, honestly, like, do you think, I mean, who's going to marry Ramona? Like, do we see that ending in an engagement? So it's like,
there was no hope
never,
anyway.
I never thought I would say this, but in this episode specifically, like, I really liked Ramona.
Yeah.
I felt like...
You're on the Ramona coaster?
I didn't say that. I did not say that. I'm just saying, you know, she kind of said, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. She was trying to be helpful, but she was
hiding behind a napkin. Yeah.
She didn't, you know, she was... I just felt like she was a lot more, like, light and easygoing, and I feel like... As much as her life is not necessarily stress free, I feel like she's so different now, you know, and
that's
has
just her
been.
Boobs, her
right. like, I mean, the hair, all of it. Like, she's just a totally
she's
different
a whole
person.
Whole new hair.
But I think part of that is like this: she's rediscovering who she is. She's rediscovering who she wants to be, and I think she has that freedom to kind of say, you know what, I have to start over in so many other aspects of my life. You know, I can kind of find, and I feel like she's. She's not the same, you know, she's not throwing drinks in people's faces and the like quick to jump on people and just kind, you know, kind of like some of these other girls were. Like Ramona used to always be in the action. I feel like
at the house she kind of like bounced around from corner to like right
she
what
kind
do you think
of loved playing. She had no dog in any of these fights except for the Luann thing sort of, but she just wasn't going there, so maybe that's to your point, but she
and I then she was helping her with the text but then she would go over to Beth, like it was very
I
weird
she relished being like the calm girl in all of the different fights for once. Like,
and when Ramona's the calm girl, you know things have gone
off the rails.
Like, oh, God.
So while all of that lunacy was happening, Dorinda and Jules start playing the Twister, which was very cute.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And meanwhile, back at the townhouse, Sonia is with her interns, her stylist, and they're discussing a care package for Sonia's daughter, who's away at college, and Sonia is so not maternal and has no idea what to put in this care package. She's like, how about a heavy-eaten bag of popcorn? Okay.
Right?
So she's, whatever. I hope that her daughter and everyone at the daughter's college got wonderful care packages. I hope everyone, speaking of college and being away at school and getting a care package, I hope everyone at Chapman University gets a beautiful care package.
Yes. Well, as you may or may not know, AfterBuzz TV, of course, comes to you completely free of cost, and that is because we have some wonderful sponsors. Our sponsor tonight is actually Chapman University. I don't know if you know this, but it's in Orange County, California. It's 16 miles from the beach. It has a little more than 30 miles from Los Angeles, and it's only minutes away from Disneyland and the Angel Stadium, so you can catch a baseball game while you're in school.
Nice.
It's tree-lined, so it's gorgeous. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's seriously gorgeous. It's 75 acres. It's in the heart of the historical city of Orange. There's only 8,000 students, so it's got a really nice kind of intimate kind of a feeling. I went to a really big 30,000 person school, and sometimes I look back and I think, you know, maybe that smaller intimate feeling would have been a little bit better. I haven't gone. I actually have looked at going there truthfully for a master's degree because they're known for film, television, specifically business and science, technology, education, health sciences, and then, of course, the arts. Really close to Los Angeles, so, you know, there's not a better school you could maybe look at going to. So they have 10 different colleges and universities, more than 100 different majors and programs. It's literally got something for everybody, and as we've said, it's by Disneyland, it's by Angel Stadium, so there's 100 things you could do. There's things on campus you could do. And then they've got hundreds of clubs and student organizations that you can get involved in as well.
Which makes a difference.
Yes, it makes it. Yeah. I mean, it's a comprehensive university. They provide personalized attention because they keep that 8,000 students. The classes are small. And their faculty to student ratio is actually 14 to 1. I couldn't even tell you. Mine was probably double or triple that if I had to guess. There's also opportunities to study abroad. So if you like to travel, if you like to go around and do different things, you can do that with them. They have short trips or they have entire semesters that you can get away.
That's one thing I regret. I didn't study abroad.
Yeah? No study abroad?
No, did you?
No, I didn't.
I didn't study at all. So no, I something I do not regret.
Well, the best part is 86% of students are able to get some sort of financial aid. So in today's environment, you know, students aren't necessarily having to work while they're in school. They can focus on their studies. They can get that financial aid. And you don't have to pay for it all yourself. Some of those are going to be loans. Some of them are going to be grants and things that you don't necessarily have to pay back, which is a really cool opportunity. So
see, I'm just signing up for that sugar daddy website. So.
Oh my gosh, thank goodness.
Especially the Orange County girls. So.
Or move to New York and try to be a housewife.
Good point. Excellent point.
But if you want to find out more, of course, you can go to their website. It's www.chapman.edu/information. That's www.chapman.edu/information. So I know what I'll be doing later because now I'm like, okay, when am I signing up for my master's program?
Nice. And AfterBuzz comes to you for free on YouTube and iTunes. So we are very grateful to all of our sponsors, including Chapman University.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. One thing I did want to mention, just going back to the Berkshires when they were in the kitchen, I forgot to mention that Luann said, I'm with the guy that Ramona wants to be with. So file under, okay, hypocrite, you're still, you claim, I can't get this word, like, she claims business ideas, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
she's not a girl's girl, and she's a mean girl. That was such a mean girl thing to say, I think. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of that?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Almost as bad as when she was referring to herself in the third person. When she was like, Luann likes to flirt. Luann likes guys.
That
so
put
what?
Me over Luann, the
like,
edge. Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, and she never... And I mean, I've never been one to not like Luann, truth be told. But she never really did seem sincere. Even when she went back later in the episode and did apologize to Carol. First of all, she only did it because she was kind of told to. Like, yeah. Ramona's like, dude... Just get this over with. Just do, you know, if she needs it again, yeah. Do it again. And so, whereas Bethany, I feel like genuinely it was weighing on her, and that's why she kind of, I mean, I feel like that's why she left. I mean, I wrote down, I love how she was like, I wish there was a morning after pill for like friend fights, or, you know, like, you know, like you can just like take a pill and be like,
I think
that Ramona, all taken care of.
I think Bethany was sorry she did it because even when she apologized, it was more of an apology, like, if you listen to what she was saying, she was like, you know, I'm sorry I used those words. I'm better than that. I don't like to be that. So it wasn't really being like, that was too far. I'm sorry. Slut shame. Like, she was just like, I'm sorry that I made myself look bad. I'm sorry. Like, I'm better than that.
Really?
Which isn't really in an apology. Like,
I didn't take it that way at
all. In the kitchen, she said that.
Whereas, yeah. So it wasn't so much like, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings or I shouldn't have called you those names.
Right. I'm sorry I called you names that if you said to me, I would never speak to you again.
They were even, Carol and her were in bed talking to each other, and she was like, that was really terrible. I mean, if you called me any of those names, I would never speak to someone. Like, I would never speak to that person again. Bethany's like, yeah, that was really terrible. But then her apology was like, I'm better than that. I shouldn't have used those words. I don't like that.
Yes, you're right. It was,
and so I was more like,
I feel like that's making, it's her making herself accountable. Like, it's almost like she's kind of talking to herself, like reminding her and telling Luann, like, I'm an adult. I'm better than that. Meaning, like, I know better. So it should have never happened in the first place, which is why I'm now coming to you saying, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have used those words because that was completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
So I didn't take it like, I'm better than that. Meaning, like, I guess the way it sounds like you guys kind of took it.
Well, I took it as she wasn't apologizing for, you know, these words are hurtful to
her feelings.
Luann,
it was.
I'm apologizing because those words aren't things a grown woman should say.
Yeah, that's how I.
Right? Like, instead of.
Not the owner of a skinny girl business should say. Did I mention that I have a business called Skinny Girl? Like, even I felt my heart went out to Dorinda. Yeah. Oh, I felt so bad because she tried so hard to have this like beautiful weekend, and like I know I love to be a hostess. I think we've all been there as girls. Mm-hmm. Like, when you plan an event with your girlfriends and you've gone through all this trouble of Pinteresting recipes and trying to decorate, and it
calling
all go,
Santa.
Like she had her sister, which we all thought it was John at first, because like this large person came in dressed as in a huge Santa suit.
But I mean, as soon as she started to talk.
Yes.
You knew, I mean, you know this is not a man.
Clearly a woman. Yeah. It is 2016. So Santa showed up. She was bearing gifts. glasses for everyone, wine. It was really sweet.
That fit an entire bottle of wine. Right. The glasses were weighed more than Bethany. And I was just like, is this what this group of women need? Especially when half of this group you accuse of being alcoholics. You're like, you know what we need? We need glasses that can fit an entire bottle of wine.
Right.
Bottle of wine that could be Skinny Girl or Ramona Singer Pinot Grigio.
Or
Not Tipsy Girl. Right, God forbid.
Definitely not. God forbid. So what did you think of the conversation? So they finally eat, and Santa comes and leaves, and they talk about one of the accusations toward Luann, that she's not, you know, a girl's girl. Girls don't want to bring their guy around her. And so she kind of puts Ramona on the spot and says, you know, just why don't you want your guy around Luann? And Ramona explains the situation that Luann kind of did a slide in, told the whole story. And Luann didn't really fess up. She turned around and said, well, you did the same thing in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
So nothing really got resolved. But I thought, what did you think of, did you think Bethany was a little bit of a shit stir,
like
for being like, let's talk about that here? Or do you think it was good to like, let's bring it out in the open? I've been calling you these things, here's the evidence.
I liked it. I mean, like I said, I mean, I've said this before, I'm definitely more like Bethany than probably most.
Yeah.
I would hope good ways, you know, in addition to maybe some of these, because I would have been very similar to her, I think. Maybe not quite as aggressive or kind of as bold, I guess maybe is a better word, because I don't think she was aggressive at all. I think she was just direct and honest. Yeah. And I think, you know, maybe that honest to a fault, where it's like, I think Luann knows all of the stuff that she's saying. I think Luann deep down knows that she has, you know, honed in or swooped in on guys before. I think she knows she's a flirt. You know, she says that in the third person, all that. But that doesn't mean you need to hear it or want to hear it constantly.
Especially from Bethany. Because I feel like Bethany this whole season has made it very clear that she was like, she's ride or die with Carol, and she's like, you know, Luann, we're acquaintances. You know, when I see her at party, like, so it seems like this whole season, she only really cares about being friends with Carol, and the other one, she's like, you know, when I see them at parties, I'll say hi, but then I want to get out of there. And then she does, like, her Bethany, like, Rosie joke, like, listen, I'd rather be in, like, Macy's window. Like, I don't care if I'm a slut with Rudolph, you know, so, like, and she throws off, remember, like, last episode, when she's like, you know, sleep with Rudolph, I don't care, I'm not calling you a slut, sleep with all the elves at Santa's Village, but, you know, just own it, you know, own it. Yes. Like, and you're just like, okay, she's like,
God,
a roast.
Reminding me of Amy Phillips. You're doing a
that is the nicest compliment anyone could ever give me.
You need to put this on your reel.
But you know, like, how she just like goes off on like this like roasty, like Jeff Ross, like tangent, like where she's like the roast comic of the house. But it's just like, Bethany, like, you don't even seem like you want to be friends with Luann. So it's like, why are you, out of all of this, you guys have spent the last 8 hours arguing, and now it's, like, finally dinner. You guys are finally sitting down to this, like, meal. And it's, like,
somewhat,
you're bringing out another thing where it's, like, if you don't want to be friends with her, which you clearly don't, why do you care? Then this is between Ramona and Luann. And it's, like, I feel like Ramona talks behind everyone's back, and she's still friends with them. Like, it doesn't matter what Ramona says, because Ramona says crazy shit all day about everyone.
Right.
And then herself. And then she's, like, I never said that. You know, I never, you know, Pinot Grigio, I never said that. You know, it's just, you know, who cares if you're a slut?
Everybody is a character.
Own it. Like,
it's so true.
So it's just like, if we brought up everything that Ramona had ever said about anyone, like,
they'd be there for days.
Yeah.
Right? I know. Yeah.
Poor Len, the housekeeper, like, scuttling in the bag, you know, trying to clean up all the shit that they've destroyed. So it's like, I didn't feel like that was Bethany's place to continue to ruin and set fire to Dorinda's, this poor Berkshire
poor party
house,
like,
with terrifying Santa decorations.
Going up in flames. Yeah, and the thing with Bethany is she, like, says these things and she gets so emotional and then she feels bad about herself, I feel like this is a pattern. And I just think that if Sonia weren't, because Sonia wasn't there, it was like Luann was the next person. She was just going to come in guns blazing, because when they, two episodes ago when they were, or was it last? I don't even know. But when she,
I mean, that's happened every episode. I mean, mm-hmm.
walked
she's
into the
come in.
House. She was like, had it for Luann.
Yeah, so she's like ready for battle.
Like Team Carol, and I'm bringing Luann down, and I'm pissed at Sonya for another reason. I'll bring her down too.
It's like, yeah, I think she's been, and it's like we know that Bethany is like, listen, if you can't handle real, you can't handle me. Like,
yes.
She's always been
See,
like
that's
that.
What
but
I
it's like
about
she's,
her.
She, and because she's been like that every scene, which is yes. like what yeah. made you fall in love with her. But it's like this season, I feel like she's going so hard.
So
where
too.
It's like for no, because it's like Carol should be the one who's most upset in the house, second to Dorinda. Mm-hmm. And Carol's like, I don't care. I ride on mm-hmm. the, you know, Adam's mm-hmm. bike, you know,
but,
in
I mean,
the front
she
seat. Like,
obviously
she really
does care because that's where I feel like Bethany's coming from because
yeah,
she's looking at this
so
friend
too.
Who's not saying anything, mm-hmm. who's still torn to pieces a little mm-hmm. bit inside and isn't going to defend herself.
Oh, I definitely think that Carol was upset when it happened, but I feel like Carol, she doesn't want to be friends with Luann either, and she's like, what she did was, like, shitty, but it's like, I don't... I've moved on. I don't like her, but it's like I'm
right.
not going to get what I want from Luann.
Right.
So
but
she's
still interjected into their conversation when like they were going at it, and
yeah.
at least in this episode, to where it's like, so like it's obviously not. She's not over it. You know what I mean? Whether she
yeah.
wants to be friends with Luann or not, like this is still something that's like.
She's like,
a
I'm
little
just
going to
go upstairs and online shop.
Yeah.
Like they all like broken. Like Dorinda went off to
yeah.
watch Law
weird.
And Order. Like Carol's upstairs online
so
shopping.
Weird.
It's like none of them wanted. To
so
be
weird.
There.
But see, and that's where I feel like, I mean, I know they show like the timestamp, so you kind of get a window of like
yeah.
how often or how long this has been going on. But
awful.
But it's one of those things where it's like, it's also very edited. It's also made mm-hmm. to show certain things. So it looks like Luann, you know, it looks like Bethany was just go, go, go. And I'm not saying she wasn't,
mm-hmm.
but it like she may have, like somebody may have kind of poked the bear that you don't see. Like Ramona
that's
may have
true.
Kind of stepped
sometimes.
In and had said something. Or, you know, I didn't feel like when they sat back down at the table, or when they sat at the table and they were eating, I didn't really feel like that was like all on Bethany. And I actually really appreciated when she,
okay.
I felt like she was trying to be real. She was trying to be like, okay, Luann,
at
you're
least
not going to listen to me.
Yeah.
Yes, like listen to your friend,
yes.
your friend, like
yes.
somebody you do love, you do
yeah.
trust, you do respect, because
yeah.
you don't feel yeah. anything of that for me. So, like, let me just give you an example,
yeah.
a real, like, in-your-face example. I don't think she was trying to say, see, you're wrong. I think she's trying
right.
to say, like, own your shit.
I think Bethany
right.
is always just, there's the reason she's so skinny is because she never stops talking. Her mouth is never shut
Which
of food
why,
or
I
anything.
I will tell you that is not
or anything.
Why,
it's like,
because
when she,
I never stop talking, and I am not as skinny.
When she is, like, I mean, the fact that they were talking at the dinner table, I know, like, I'm not sure if they did it this time, but it's like last week when Bethany goes over to like Ramona and she's like, I will stab her with an antler. And like Luann was like literally closer
right,
to her
yeah,
than and she's like, I will kill her. Can you believe that? Can you believe what she said? And it's like
it's ridiculous.
It's like Luann is like crazy, but she's not deaf. Like
right,
she's not
right.
That was nuts.
But I don't think like, she's saying it so that it won't be heard.
Yeah.
It's you like, know, like, girl, I feel like girls way more than, like, girls do that
she's
all the time.
I just
she
love
wasn't
that.
Saying it to Ramona, she was
like
saying it
the people
to Luann,
who should be,
you know?
Like,
right.
who
and she
should have been most upset,
tonight.
Besides Dorinda, is Jules, who found out, like, that, she, at first she thought her dad was dying,
oh,
like,
I know,
in hospice.
And she's stuck with these crazies.
And then she was like, she's like up there with Dorinda and she's like, you know what? I've just had a great weekend. You know, I forgot I had kids. I just like, I felt like I didn't have kids. I forgot to call them, you know. And
I
she's
love
like,
that.
She's like, I got
spa weekend.
I've had, like, you know, she said, she's like, I've had the best
Playing
24
Twister.
Hours. And so I was like, when she's having the best 24 hours and her dad's dying, she's like, I forgot his mom. I was like, yeah, that does kind of sound great, minus the dad thing.
Yeah,
so it's like, at least somebody enjoyed
wanted,
the weekend.
Right.
She wanted
somebody liked it.
So, okay, they finally do go to bed. As we see, the next morning they wake
well,
up.
Well, finally, it's like 9:30 though. Like it's not even.
But it's been
there's
days.
Like, it's been episodes. It feels like it's.
But that's what I'm
hours.
Saying. Like there's so much they cut out.
And they are older ladies, and that is exhausting.
That,
we're exhausted
no,
watching it.
That doesn't mean anything. My grandmother could out-party any of us.
So okay,
she's
so
a
when,
New Yorker too, though.
When Bethany and Carol
different.
Were in bed and they were talking about, you know, having an argument,
mm-hmm.
hangover, those things I would never speak to you again. I was thinking they're absolutely right, and if Luann. You know, acts like nothing happened the next morning. She is so pathetic because why does she want to be friends with these people?
Yeah.
Why does she want to salvage the friendship? So the next morning, what happens is I was like, I can't wait to see them all at breakfast. Well, there is no breakfast because they end up leaving,
right.
which is their
and
MO.
Luann, I feel like, was exactly like you said.
Yeah.
She would, had they just come down to breakfast, she would act like nothing happened. And that is Bethany's problem with her because it's like, you have to
yes.
own your life. You have
right.
to own what has happened.
I want
to
like shake her and be like, have some self, like,
it's
that.
Like,
have some pride.
It's
be
like,
pissed
oh,
at them.
What's her name? in Desperate Housewives, the redhead, like, everything is just like,
oh, Brie,
like, Brie, yeah, yeah, you know, like, it's just like, that didn't happen. Oh, yeah. that's not a pretty part
they're
of my life. I'm just gonna I'm just gonna hide it in the closet, yeah, and like let
not.
It go away.
Yeah,
you know? It's like, I feel like they're trying to, like, if they kept rehashing it, that would have been a problem. If she tries to like move on and forget it, like, I don't even think that thing she is. None of them even want to be friends anymore. It's just like the I just want to. So when Luann's like, you know, I just miss our friendship. I was like, were her and Carol that good of friends before?
I don't.
Besides having to be cast on the same show and being in the same.
I hate not having scenes on the show because I need the money. So
I need to show off more of my collection. Like, I need more of my.
Exactly.
Like, we didn't even know if we didn't even know if anybody ate, you know, Dorinda's mom's birthday cake. Like, we didn't.
Right. That's true.
Like, by that, Dorinda's like, I just want you to. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
I wanted it to be nice.
Birthdays. Happy birthday, Maria Menounos, and happy birthday, Stephen.
Oh, happy.
Does everything here, and we love him. Okay, so moving on really quickly. Jules is home in New York City. I don't know what the point of this is. She makes coffee for the first time,
and her husband acts like she made like a creme brulee like cake. He was like, "I can't believe you made like." And honestly, we were all like had our like holding our breath because remember like when she tried to make tea for Carol, and she was like, "Do you heat up the water?"
Yeah, oh my god!
And she was just like holding a tea bag and like a cup and like.
Where do you think they're going with her? What's her story?
Nothing.
Like, I don't think she'll be back.
I feel like she's a Kim Field. Yeah. She's the New York Jewish Japanese Kim Field, where it's like it's going to be one season
and she's out
and done.
So then Carol and Bethany are eating avocado toast and discussing,
which is amazing. You should try it.
It looked amazing.
Oh, I thought you were saying it's amazing that they were eating on camera and they're like, "Listen, we just need you to eat something." They're like, "Okay, avocado toast. What is the littlest?"
So they're talking about
the healthiest fat and carbs.
What is the biggest thing that you know Carol's veneers can?
So they're talking. Oh, you don't like Carol, so we'll get into it because I want to hear this. Yeah, we're like, such huge Carol
fans
that we need balance. So this is good. So then they're talking about Ramona's upcoming party, and then we see Ramona and the chef doing, you know, a test for her holiday party, and in walks Luann in her brocade jumpsuit. Ramona says, "I don't know what to think of it." She's like, "I'm not sure." But the funny thing is, if somebody said that about Ramona's thing or her Pinot Grigio, is like, I don't know if it's
she
would have gone nuts, right?
Insane.
Maybe not in this episode, though. She was pretty chill.
Yeah, maybe her new boobs and her new hair, maybe she'll be like, oh, all right.
I think because she's self-absorbed that she's just like,
my boobs. I don't
if it's
need
not,
you
know, if it's not Avery, like, right. if it's, and she's just like, I don't care. You know, I don't, like, it's not Ramona Blue. I don't like it. Like,
right.
I mean, so granted, the jumpsuit was horrible. Like, it was heinous. It was as bad as, I'm not sure if you watch Beverly Hills, but remember when she wore it, like, in Dubai, when she wore the, like, denim.
Eileen?
Yes. And when you were like, oh, no, it was, like, a denim overall jumpsuit. It's like, I didn't think there could be a jumpsuit that was worse. And it's like, there's Luann, where it was, like, a brocade. Well,
because like
Ramona goes, well, I don't like prints. And I'm like, and Luann goes, it's not a print, it's lace. And I'm like, you look like wallpaper. You look like an old couch.
It doesn't look like lace. Because like, it just.
It was it like huge like, sheer. And then it was like lace on top. Like burgundy
huge
lace on
lace,
top,
like,
right?
Not sure if it was like the cover, like the CD cover of like OK Go, where they were all dressed like brocade wallpaper. I don't know if anybody knows that reference.
Like, yes,
how do people buy CDs, you guys, a long time ago?
Oh,
but it was
God,
like,
so
that's
funny.
It looks like the CD cover.
Right.
Of that.
Only a not good look version. Because I like that CD cover.
Like, but yeah, not on the counter.
It's her new collection.
Saying, like, you know, I'm not sure. But then the new Ramona is giving advice to everyone. She's saying, like, I've been coaching Sonia on what she should say to Bethany. And I've been telling Luann, you know, how to get Carol's forgiveness. is there anything Luann could say? When Ramona's saying this, I'm like, there is nothing Luann could say to get Carol to forgive her. Carol does not want to be friends with her. She said these things. It pissed her off. It really hurt her. And she just doesn't ever want to see her again. And there is nothing Luann can do, I think. What do you guys think?
Yeah, there's... Carol
totally
does not
agree.
Like her. Carol's been incredibly polite this whole season, where it's like every party Luann's gone into, even before the Berkshire, she's like, "Hi, Carol," and like pushes her so close, where it's like, oh, you can tell Carol doesn't want to do like a handshake, and she like forces the hug.
That's, I feel like, on Luann, like, because it's like,
oh no, it's like it's completely wrong. And it's like she's just pushing it so hard, and it's like when somebody's coming off so desperate, just anyway, and then you have a problem, and it's like
How yeah, was your ride back to the city? It was so
like,
awful.
Oh my and God. They looked at her like, are you kidding? Really? That's what like, you're, like, you we don't want to talk to you at all. And it's like, what are they?
Leave.
Even if, just like, my don't. Friend asked that, like, hey, how was your drive here? I'm like,
why do you want to know how drive?
Like, I flew here. Like, what do you want me, like, I rode a unicorn. Like, what yeah, do you want? Like, yeah, right. we drove. Like, it sucked. There was traffic.
Is that right?
And, so, like, for me, it's
awful.
Yeah, I just, Luann, just not... Not her best look no. to
like,
tonight.
They just need to, like, no. it's a dead horse. Just, like, you know, stop it. You know, stop
and
beating
why
it.
You I don't, Carol. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with Carol's attitude about the situation.
Yes.
Like, because I completely agree yes. with her. You don't have to be friends with everybody. Everybody is not going to like you. You don't have to like everybody,
totally.
Especially when you're supposed to be grown women.
Completely.
Hello. Yeah.
If I were
so
Carol,
it's like, yeah. and I guess for me, what I wanted to see, and we probably never will because it's one of those kind of shows you just never get that like resolution you want.
Right.
But it's just, I wish the Luann would have come over and just been like, look, like I am sorry. I don't know. I don't care if you think I'm sincere, but like I know I'm sincere. I know you don't want to be friends with me, but I want you to know I am sorry. And I hope when we see each other at events yeah. that we're
well,
both
she did
at,
the, like she did we, another apology, yeah. like yes. with Bethany in the middle, and Bethany was like leaning as far back as she could, where it's just like.
But I mean, but that wasn't the. That's not what I'm saying though. Like, you can't just come say I'm sorry. I miss your friendship because like
yeah.
that's not what Carol wants.
Right.
Clearly, so you just need to acknowledge
right,
like
good point.
We're not friends. That's right. okay. I'm still sorry that we're not friends because I said these things.
Right.
So I hope we can at least
because she acknowledged she's like at that time she was right. like I know you didn't think that my first apology was sincere and I was sincere with my apology and this is why I'm apologizing to you again, which is just like
right. But the, Carol's never gonna think she's
no,
sincere.
She's,
exactly.
So she just needs to again like own it. You're not gonna be friends
I think
with
once
Carol.
You apologize right. once, I'm not talking about like the Countess or anything. It's like on every reality show when somebody finally apologizes and that person goes. I didn't feel like, yes, they apologized, but I didn't feel it was sincere. And it's just like, once somebody Every. Says they're sorry, like, what more do you want them to
exactly.
do? It's like, if you want to forgive
Go
that person,
away.
You say, like, okay, I appreciate you apologizing, and you move on. But it's like, if you already, like, if it's so far broken, you will, like, no matter how sincere the apology is, you'll never, like,
exactly.
it wasn't sincere.
It's
so it's like,
so far broken.
Once you say you're sorry and you've apologized, that's all that person can do. I'm
exactly.
not, and I'm not on Luann's side or any side. So this is like, on every on Vanderpump Rules,
yes.
on every
yes.
on every franchise, it's just like once you apologize, that's all you can do. You say sorry, you say it. They give their speech,
and
but then you have
away,
to walk
and
then, away,
the person,
and yeah,
yes.
like give them. Their
and then
speech.
If that person
yes.
chooses
because
to apologize
exactly.
or accept it,
right,
exactly,
or like because I actually feel like her and Carol would eventually organically find like a very pleasant common ground if Luann had just kind of said that, like, I get it. Like, you don't
yeah.
you don't want to be friends with me. That's cool. So if we see each other, we'll be cordial
yeah.
or avoid each other, but not in, like, an awkward way. If,
right.
if it's unavoidable, we'll talk and we'll be nice. But otherwise, no. And then I feel like there'd probably be one of those drunken nights at somebody's house in the Berkshires that other people were fighting, and they found that common ground of, like, I wish I wasn't here. And then,
yes.
you know,
yes,
like,
yes,
like
you're
but,
right.
But Luann...
Oh, you've written it perfectly.
Luann won't let that
yeah.
happen because she won't just own it. Truly own it and then move on and just kind of live her life with the reality of, like, this is what happened.
Right.
Like, this is what
like,
I, yeah, these are the consequences
your,
I have to live with.
Yeah, she's, like, apologizing, I miss your friendship, clinging, like, forgiving Bethany.
It's like, why
like,
are you
just
so,
wants to be in their circle.
Like,
yeah,
you need to be
well,
spending more
is.
Time on designing different jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't, just let it go.
Not,
let it,
not, not
curious,
more jumpsuits.
Like,
curious.
Let it go. Re, like,
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on Carol.
This is the episode that I've liked Carol,
okay.
Carol the most, because I liked that even she told Bethany, who's, like, her clearly her best friend
yeah.
on the show, that even Carol, when Bethany was, like, defending her, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
fighting Luann, you know,
yes.
I'm doing this in honor of, you know, Carol, that Carol was like, you know, you slut-shamed her.
Yeah.
When Carol, I mean, when Carol yeah. is actually sitting there saying that to,
like,
Bethany in her kitchen.
You went too far.
Where it's like, and she obviously does not like Luann, but it's like,
yes.
you have to know how badly, like,
yes,
like how,
totally.
Like, what a skinny bitch you really were
uh-huh.
when, like, a person who doesn't even like that person was like, you went too far.
Right.
Then you slut-shamed her. And
yeah, you have to give her so much credit.
And Bethany's like, I didn't slut-shame her. You know, it's not about... She's like, I didn't slut-shame her. It's not about how many people she sleeps with. It's about, you know, that she doesn't own it. It's like, I don't know, is she required to tell you every person
oh my God,
that
yeah.
she sleeps with? Because it's like, even Bethany said, you know, besides Luann, I'm the person who slept with the most people in this house. It's like, why are you guys so, like, they think Sonia sleeps with too many people.
Right.
This person sleeps with too many people. They're mad that, you know, Dorinda sleeps with John. It's like,
right.
You know, you're not happy when no anybody sleeps with anybody. Anyone. Like, the only person you should be mad at sleeping with is, like, you know, Ramon is like Mario sleeping with like the 18-year-old right, and the like Birch. Right, that should be the only person that you guys are allowed to be upset with that they're sleeping. Well, it's like, then it doesn't matter. If they're not fucking you or your husband,
mind your
it doesn't matter.
Right. Exactly.
But like, I feel like that's what Bethany was trying
to say. No one's screwing Jason Hoppy. Yeah. Like, you know.
I feel like that's what Bethany was trying to say. Like, Luann, like, why do you care so much who Carol's sleeping with?
I usually,
you know, like, that was, like, the core of the beginning of it, but...
I usually agree with Bethany. Like, I am a Bethany fan. I never like Luann. She rubs me the wrong way. I usually agree with Bethany's fights because she gets to the core of it and like, tells it like it is. But this fight, I feel like, this isn't your fight, Bethany. Like, this is Carol's fight. This is, like, Ramona's fight. This isn't your...
And when she's like, you know, it had to be said. When it's like, okay, but... then they should be the one to say it to her. It's like, I get, she's completely right about when, you know, Luann was like, well, I was there at the senior, and she can't just drop it because it's like, clearly that didn't happen. You need to let that go. And that's the only thing Bethany, and I get being upset. So that should have been the only thing that she confronted her about. But to take on, well, I, you know, this person, it's like, then let that person do it. Right. You know,
speaking of the person who Bethany does have a beef with, besides Luann and the skinny girl thing, is Sonia and the skinny girl thing.
Or as Luann says, Sonia.
Sonia. And so she walks in. Bethany leaves immediately.
Bethany's already on the phone with her driver as soon as she sees it. And she goes, I want to kill myself. Okay, 10 minutes. Bye.
And so, like, Ramona goes over and talks to her. And apparently there was a conversation off camera where with Sonia and Ramona, Sonia and Luann, where they're trying to convince her to drop it. Like, just... drop your business idea.
Yeah.
And apparently she agreed, but now she's
That's what
not,
they're saying. Right,
they're saying to, that she agreed. Right. And Sonia was kept saying, she was like, no, I didn't agree. I said I was going to talk to her. I said that we need to talk, that I want to do this with her, because she was like, I was getting all these texts from you guys that she's never going to talk to me again, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I want to talk, like, why don't I do this, me
Bethany
and Bethany?
Said that to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, like, I'm done, you know, as long as there's, like, a thing going on.
Heartbreaking.
And maybe even heartbreaking. That
because I understand, sorry, I'll let you go on. Like,
go ahead, it's okay.
I understand, but it's just like, we know that nothing Sonia has ever done has ever actually made it to the thing. So it's like, I get if Bethany was like, okay, it's tipsy girl, but then I did sort of think that was hypocritical, because when John wanted to confront her, when he was like, what about skinny cow? And she's like, you don't own the word skinny. I'm a girl, you're a cow. Right. But it's like, then do you own the word, like, own girl?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's different. Yeah. I guess it's like probably different words, like, your friend, but it's just like, nothing she's ever said she was going to do has ever, we're still waiting
it's
for,
a threat.
It's 12 years and we still don't have the toaster oven. Right. We don't, like, what's going on with the Nigerian football team she bought?
Right.
Like, does anyone remember that she invested in a Nigerian football team?
Which is why she went bankrupt, like the movie.
The movie that never happened.
No surprise, she went bankrupt.
This is never going to happen, so it's like, to be that upset.
I know.
And to have, like, all your interns, like, stare at her, and was just like, can you get her?
The interns have the best job.
And when they're just, like, sitting there, and, like, when Bethany is like, do you know how many girls would kill for your job? And I was like, is this Devil Wears Prada? Like, you know how many girls would kill to be in your position?
But she's right. Like, that, I mean, like, that's the thing. She's right.
Oh my God, you totally.
So I guarantee, like, if you asked any one of Sonia's interns if they would drop her and go work for Bethany,
I would say absolutely not. Because I'm like, no, with Bethany, I'd have to do work. With Sonia, I'm just like, you
but
know.
You get paid.
It's just her being la, 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 my dog's ashes are still everywhere. Like, biting the weird facialist, the Chinese.
To be like, I want to go work for Bethany, for like, me.
Well, Sonia, in this situation, it seemed the her issue was that she wanted to talk to Bethany one-on-one.
Right.
Again, to explain herself again, and she's pissed that Dorinda didn't give her the opportunity, and she's pissed that all of her friends were in the Berkshires and she was left alone.
I get that's really hurtful.
It's totally crap, I think. I think it's totally crap that's the only way or place that Sonia could have talked to her and had that conversation.
But do you think she should be mad about being left out?
Mad... I mean, it's human nature, right? Yeah. I mean, I would say she should be more hurt. You know, like, mm-hmm. You expect, like, if everybody's invited. But again, it looks like there was a conversation. It looks like Dorinda went to her and was like, look.
Yeah, she did.
That I'm doing, a, yeah, yes, you know yeah. what I mean? Like,
she tried to explain.
Yes.
She was doing it to protect her. Right. Yeah. Did you buy that?
And I, knowing what we do of Dorinda, I definitely think, like,
it was genuine.
Whether it was right or wrong, we'll never know because okay. Sonya didn't go. But I feel like her, like, Dorinda's heart was in the right place. She wanted to protect everybody, and it just seemed like the best thing. And, I mean, truth be told, if it's like, if you know you're going to invite one person and the four other people you want to come are going to come, it's like there's strength in numbers. You're going to invite the four that are going to come together.
I did feel really, I did feel really bad because I feel like Dorinda... that episode broke my heart because, like, between Bethany's conversation, Bethany was went after her so hard. And it's like, Sonya is a broken bird. She will always be a broken, drunk little bird, like, in La La Land. And it's yeah. just like, she's not going to hurt any, like, she only hurts, yeah. like, herself. And, but mm-hmm. she's, like, so unaware of it that it's mm-hmm. not even she's brought down. She's like, I'm going to light my abundance candle mm-hmm. and, like, skips off.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But it's just like, so that, it broke my heart. And it's like, especially because Dorinda and Sonya have been friends way longer than, yeah. her, you know, yeah. her with Bethany or her with Carol.
Right.
You know, so it's just like, I felt terribly for her because it's like, if you, I just thought that was like a really mean girl thing. And it's like, I understand
so
she thought
too.
She was avoiding drama, but it's just like, then why did you invite Luann? Because if Bethany and, you know, Bethany
exactly.
and Carol.
That's a good point.
And that's, so it's just like, if you're going to invite, you know, you should right. have invited everyone. It's like, right. I understand it would have added to the shit show. But it was like, it was still, she was like, you know, if you come, it's going to be so much drama. But it's just like, could there have been any worse drama?
Right. But I feel
I
like
it was really, then, if I were Sonya, I would be like,
what was
you
there?
Left me out, which is so mean to do. And I would be pissed at Ramona for telling Dorinda that she did the right thing. Isn't Ramona supposed to be her best friend for 20 years?
Ramona has been terrible to her
terrible.
This season.
She really has.
To when she
what
was
kind
like,
of
you're making me,
is that?
When she said, I'm single and, you know, I can't be going out with somebody who makes me look
yes.
bad. I'm just like,
right, she's bringing down her
I literally did Ramona eyes, like, when she went down the runway. I was like, what? Like, are
yeah.
you, like, that's supposed to be your best, like, that's her best friend. Like,
yes.
I just thought that was heartbreaking.
Was.
I thought, I thought Dorinda totally did the, like,
right.
it was completely wrong. Like,
right.
See, and you know, it's one of those things I'm like, I don't buy it. I feel like that may have been a completely out of any of their hands type of a thing.
Oh, with the producers?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But that I wouldn't put it past them.
I would think the producers would be like,
please go.
Please have Sonya there.
Instead,
I think it would have been too much. I
yeah.
think it would have been too far.
Yeah.
At least Sonya.
Another fight.
At least Sonya made the most of her
yeah.
time by getting vaginal rejuvenation
right.
while they were in the Berkshires.
No,
like.
But we also, we got the two blow-ups. We got
yes.
the blow-up with Luann
right.
and Bethany, and
right.
then we got Sonya completely inappropriately
but they,
bringing
like,
it up, like
yeah.
almost like in a drunken rage.
I mean, if they ambushed her at Ramona, I mean, when they all jumped on her, when Sonya, or... like, when Ramona and Luann were like, you were supposed to talk to her. You were supposed to talk to her. Why didn't you talk to her? And
yeah.
it's just
totally.
Like... but Bethany was on the phone with her driver leaving. I think
right.
I think Sonya was actually very self-aware in that moment.
I
was
agree.
Like, this
yes.
isn't the right time to go up to someone
yes.
and try to talk to them, especially Bethany, because she bulldozes over everyone.
Uh-huh.
Even when you're inside that house in Berkshires for 27 hours,
uh-huh.
you couldn't... you could not
right.
talk to her. So it's
yeah.
like, Sonya made the right decision. Also, it's Ramona's Christmas party. That there only seem
mm-hmm.
to be, like, five people at,
right,
like, besides
right.
them. But it's just, like, that wasn't the right time. So it's, like, for Luann and Rick Ramona to, like, keep attacking her after Bethany had already left.
Horrible.
Like, you should have said something. Like,
yeah.
Bethany's
horrible.
Already left. And then for Luann, she chases Sonya down
yes.
the
so
stairs,
I,
like,
oh,
yelling
show
at her.
It? How I Met Your Mother, there's an episode, and they talk about, like, the chain of screaming. And it's, like... like, the boss gets yelled at by, like, his daughter, and so he yells at the next guy, and, you know, it's one of those...
right.
And I just feel like that, like, Luann got her head
right.
bitten off, so now she's giving it to Sonya,
right.
and Sonya had to go give it to, her, like, Ramona.
And then we had the best lines of the night, which was, this party sucks, and...
yes.
And, she said, and Carol said, Bethany had no hard feelings. What are these soft-boiled...
yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, it was another crazy episode. I love this show. And then we saw... previews. So what are your predictions for, it's a good time to go into predictions, what are your predictions for next
and
week?
Now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Well, Luann dropped the bomb that she's going to, I don't even think she was proposed to at that time when she was like,
no,
I'm going to marry
so.
Him. And everyone's just like, okay. And then behind them, she was like, she's crazy. She thinks she's going to
yeah.
get married. You know, it's like, so it's just, and they're like, I did think it was hypocritical that they're all like, you know, they've only been on 6 and 7 dates. It's not that serious. But I'm like, but you yelled at her for going out with him after Ramona only had 6 and 7 dates with him.
Right.
When they said it was so serious then, but it's not...
Now it's not serious. Yeah.
So it's the same amount of time.
You can't have it both ways.
That's a good point.
And that's what I love about Bethany, because, like, she doesn't try to have it both ways most of the time.
Yeah. She's like, I don't care if I'm wrong on either way. Like, it doesn't matter who it is. She's just like, in that moment, as long as she has 7 skinny girl product placements around her, she's like, I don't care.
My prediction will be that I feel like we will see them talk about the tipsy girl, skinny girl thing again at some point. I think that Sonia will get the chance to at least confront her. And I think that the hard part about it is Sonia doesn't get that to some extent it's really out of Bethany's hands. If Bethany didn't care, her lawyers and like her brand is too big, it may be out of her hands. She could be like, this is my best friend, I don't care, like, let her have her company. And her company is gonna say, screw that, we're taking them down.
She has copyright lawyers being like, this is not gonna happen.
And granted, like, that's not obviously what Bethany is saying, but even if she was, I don't think,
I mean,
it's bigger than her.
Huge company.
That tipsy girl company number is like not even connected to one of the interns' phones. She can't even afford Heath. Do you think she can afford for her company to have a phone?
But actually, I heard that Tipsy Girl, because we have awesome fans. You guys are the best. You tweet us. And so apparently it's going to be on the shelf, so we're going to have a tasting. Anyway,
my prediction
is that Bethany invites Luann to Mexico, hoping she'll say no, and she says yes, which is the worst. Okay, so thank you so much for joining us. See you next week. This is another great episode. And where can we find you, ladies? Thank you so much for filling in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. I can be found at Cohen, C-O-U-H-E-N, on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me at AdderallandCompliments.com.
I love it. And this is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And my first novel, Better in the Morning, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Look for it. Thank you. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. I always miss it.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.